This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, if you missed hour number one, go back and get the podcast. We never charge you for it, and it's always available behind the SoundCloud, Apple Music, Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on all of them. Audible, you can get all of them. You can get it for free. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio or Radio Night Live, and it should get you to the right place. Welcome to hour number two. It's Radio Night Live, the OG. We do this on Saturday nights, and we are super happy to have you with us. I also do a Radio Night Live Monday through Friday, but that's just for New York. This on Saturday night is for the entire country. And it was a gorgeous day in Tri-State today. I don't know if you had a chance to be around. We did get a little rain later in the day. But my bride, this year, she has planned the annual apple picking, separate weekend because we go to a different farm, and the pumpkin picking perfectly. She got them spot on weather-wise. And I was reminded today of just how deceiving sometimes pictures at these events look. Do we have the picture from today? We were at the pumpkin patch today, and if you look at this picture, which you may be able to see on social media somewhere, I'm not sure, but it is my three ankle biters and the lovely bride, and they look happy and peaceful and obedient and loving towards one another, none of which is true. None of which was true for the majority of the afternoon. But somehow, when the camera came out, like, they were able to put those smiles on, and they gave their mom one good snapshot for her fall collection so she can have a picture to look at and say, okay, this is where we were. Because we go to the same pumpkin thing every year, and we always take a picture in front of this pumpkin house that they have. So I was looking at that. I said, you know, that's a deceiving picture, because that picture doesn't give you any insight into how wonderful the day was, good or bad. And I was reminded of that again when I was looking at my cousin Jen's Instagram pictures, and she, lo and behold, same day, she was out with my two little, I guess they're my second cousins or something like that, but the little baby girls, they were out in South Florida looking for pumpkins. And Jen took them out, and they were doing that. I thought, I wonder if that picture is deceiving as the one that we posted. Because pictures oftentimes tell a story that sometimes are a little unusual. You may have heard that we've had a supply chain crisis in the country. Have you seen any barren shelves in stores? I saw some today. One whole section of a grocery store was completely empty of everything that would have been on the shelf. We've got a tremendous transportation and supply chain crisis that is going on in the country. And I thought that we had a transportation secretary. I did think that that was someone that the president normally puts into place, and they have a job. And sure enough, I went to that funny internet thing. They always tell me, go to the Google, and I'm looking things up, and it's amazing what you can learn on the Google. And lo and behold, I learned that we do have a transportation secretary. And his name is Mayor Pete. He was a presidential candidate. You may have remembered. Don't try to say his last name. You'll end up sounding like a machine gun. But we're in the middle of this crisis, and it is impacting the economy coast to coast. And it's not just going to be food. It's going to be heating energy that we're going to need for the cold weather. There's lots of things that are impacted by this supply chain crisis. And it turns out he hasn't been to work in nearly 2 months. And do you know why he hasn't been to work in nearly 2 months? Ivan, do you have a guess as to why Mr. Buttigieg has not been to work in almost 2 months?
Physical therapy?
No, it wasn't physical therapy, though that would be a good guess. That would actually probably be more accurate than what he's claiming. Put that other picture up on the screen here. It's two men in a hospital bed holding what we believe to be babies under baby blankets. This was the picture that Mayor Pete Buttigieg and his husband put out when they had their babies. Of course, they didn't have the babies. They had a surrogate who went through labor and had these twins that they've now adopted and are now doing, you know, I guess their maternity leave. I guess that's what it is. He's taking maternity time, you know. Important to have the bonding between the paternal maternity caregiver, even if it's a paternal figure. Anyway, he was interviewed by Joe Scarborough's sidekick. What's her name? Minka. This last week on Morning Joe. Now, amazingly, he can't come into work to do his job at the Department of Transportation because he's taking maternity leave as a paternal figure. But he was able to get up early enough to do an early morning Joe Scarborough and Minka hit on MSNBC. And he says in this, she goes, before we talk about the transportation crisis, I have to ask you, how are the twins? And he says, oh, you know, well, it's parenting is better than you can imagine, and it's harder than you would imagine, and so forth and so on. And he goes, you got to get up for the 2 a.m. feedings. It's just really tough. And I'm sitting here, my mind's literally exploding, going, what's so hard for you? You have a double-income male household. You and your husband probably have nannies. I'm sure that you want to get up and you do some of the early morning feedings or whatever, but you're not the one. I'm sorry. I don't think that they're hiring a lactation specialist to come help you produce milk. I don't think that's occurring. I don't think that your body had to get ripped open from one part of a very private area to almost another part of your very private area just to get the babies out, which happens to a lot of women. When they give actual birth to actual babies. You guys, put that picture back up on the screen. You weren't in the hospital. Neither one of you. These kids were not inside your body. You did not go to the hospital and push. You did not extraneously expend yourself trying to give life to another human being. Somebody else did that. And you paid them to. I'm assuming. But to hear this, I've got to take my maternity leave recovering time. Your body had no recovery to go through. Yeah, you've got babies at home now. That's going to be tough. You're going to have a new schedule. You're going to have to set your priorities and get it done. But stop it with the pretending to be mama. Because you're not. And neither is your husband. You can't feed them. You can't, you didn't give them birth. You didn't push them out of your body. In fact, there's a good possibility that they may not have either of your chromosomes in them if you weren't even the original donor. So I'm just saying 8 weeks of maternity leave from the Department of Transportation and you wonder why the supply chain is bad. And friends, it just reminds me that this group that's in Washington right now, they are the elitist of the elites that have ever elited all over everybody else. He doesn't need 8 weeks of maternity leave. He has no physical body to heal. There's no psychological trauma from having that kind of pain exacerbated, you know, on your muscles and lower torso, etc. He didn't go through any of that. He might have watched it. Maybe. One of them did. Maybe not. Sometimes the dads don't go in. I watched all three of my kids be born, all of them C-section. I nearly fainted every time that I saw it happen. But I didn't go ask for time off and say, oh, I got to have, you know, an endless number of weeks to not do my job. But this is what the elites do. They get themselves into positions of power. They make sure that those positions are padded with all the comfort and benefit that they can possibly have. And then they rub the common people's noses in it, and they say, huh, would you like some more? And that's what Mayor Pete Buttigieg has been doing in transportation for the last 8 weeks. Now, he's been trying to convince us in the unrealistic way that he and his dude buddy, bed partner, husband, are going through the exact same emotional adjustments to parenting that my bride and I did. I laugh at them. I scoff at them. Until you have actually walked through. The woman who had your babies, Mayor Pete, deserved the maternity leave. She needed probably counseling to figure out why she had a baby that she then ended up giving away. It's a very, very serious thing that you guys have all done here. And, you know, the number one thing that people say about, you know, well, let's just make sure that, you know, gay adoptions can happen because, you know, it's better for gay couples to have kids because they can't produce them on their own. Remember, that's the thinking. So they can adopt a lot of the foster kids that are in the program. And say, no. They go out and do designer babies. They get them made the way they want them, and then they bring them in. The elitist of the elitist of the elite. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, as promised, we're back in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and I am super excited to have Elizabeth Pipko back with us. I think she's one of my favorite people on earth, and we've only spent a short time together ever in person, which was just at one restaurant once, but I'm so thrilled at her commitment to trying to make the world a better place. Elizabeth, welcome. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what your life kind of started looking like when a little thing called pandemic came along. How did that change what you were focused on and what you were doing?
So there was, like, obviously the logistical aspect, and then I say, like, the emotional, mental aspect, which were equally as heavy, like, on my life and on my soul, my brain, whatever you want to call it. I ended up picking up my entire family almost right away and heading to Florida. It was my brother, my husband, my parents, and a friend, actually, and we kind of stayed put in Florida and thought we'd be waiting out, like, a 2-3 week pandemic.
Obviously, sure, 15 days to flatten the curve, right?
Right. Obviously, we were not correct on that part, but there are much worse places to quarantine than South Florida, so I will not complain. And then there's obviously, like, the mental, emotional aspect of everything and realizing what genuinely matters in life, how short life can be, watching people that you care about pass away. I lost 2 relatives. I watched a lot of friends and family suffer tremendously, obviously financially, but also just health-wise from getting the virus. I got it myself. I had family who got it. And it's just, it's been like a very, I'd say a tough road, but a really important one. But also realizing how lucky I am compared to so many in the world that COVID hit much harder than me has been a really important life lesson. And I think from here on out, I'm going to take the pandemic with me wherever I go. I know that life could always be much worse and try to live every day knowing it could be my last.
Well, since you did get COVID, you literally are taking it with you anywhere you go, because those antibodies are going to be with you for a while.
I hope so.
I have never seen, and it's kind of strange, but I've never seen public policy as it relates to health ever become so weaponized against one another. And I'm just curious, being at heart a New York girl, but living in Florida for a large chunk of it, and I don't know if you came back at all during that time or whatever, but, like, how did you interpret the two different worlds that you were kind of in, and did you gain any insight from seeing kind of opposite ends of the country deal with it in kind of different ways?
Yeah, it's been super strange, actually. Ironically, or maybe not ironically, I have a lot of friends in my life, family, friends, colleagues that are left-leaning. So for me, I never really thought of anything right versus left, because I lived in New York and I knew a lot of left-leaning people, and that was just what I knew. And then I came to Florida. Obviously, people lean more right here. However, when it came to the pandemic, it was like a very different kind of split. Everyone in New York, no matter what side they lean to, had the exact same opinion, whether it came to vaccine mandates or the pandemic or anything else. And everyone in Florida, again, no matter what side of the aisle they lean to, same opinion. So it's very strange kind of flying back and forth, driving back and forth, working in both states and visiting family and friends in both states and realizing how literally divided the country actually is and how strange to see something like that happen. I don't know if you blame just politicians or just the media or both or even more than that, but it's very strange to see, like, a literal divide between the two states at a level that is affecting everyone regardless of political party or religion or age or anything else.
One of the things that I have tried to do in the aftermath of all of this is get bona fide medical experts and a lot of them on the air to talk about the science, because we had heard, and I don't know if you noticed this, but coming into the pandemic, the president at the time, President Trump, was pushing warp speed to get a vaccine made and got that delivered basically by November, December of 2020. And his opponent was casting doubt on the vaccine coming into the election.
And then after the election, of course, Mr. Trump is out, Mr. Biden's in, and now Mr. Biden starts advocating that everybody get the vaccine and so forth. And you actually had people that had been supportive of President Trump that actually died because they didn't get the vaccine. It was you talk about a strange mishmash of days that we've lived through. It's been and so unpredictable in terms of. So that was why I went back and said, I'm not going to do politics on this. I want to get actual knowledgeable people to talk about actual insights as to what's going on. And from a personal perspective, I think that was good therapy for me and my wife because we knew what we were going to do if and when, you know, the vaccine was going to be required. I'm still really not very happy with mandates. And most of the public people that I talk to say that they're counterproductive, that when you force people to do something, you're going to have less of them do it than if you show them the benefit of doing it and try to get it done through influence. So I don't know. We'll see where we are, you know, this time a year from now. But let me ask you, one of the things you kind of represent in the media is the millennial perspective. And millennials, I think, had a very interesting path with the pandemic. I've talked to people that kind of were in the senior category, and I've talked to a lot of parents that are concerned about kids. But how did that age group, how did the millennial age group and maybe the Zers, how did they kind of navigate this last couple of years?
It's a good question. I don't really consider myself a part of like any group. I have obviously friends and colleagues, multiple sides, political aisle, the age scale and everything else. It's like a very interesting question to think like what I know about like that age group. I think in general, younger people are super confused. I think we like to blame those that came before us for a lot of the problems that we see. And whether that's good or bad, it's been really confusing under COVID and with, like, you talked about the divide in the country and everything else we're seeing. We almost don't know who to blame and what caused it. So it's a very confusing time, I think. I think young people want to find solutions and figure out what came before them that caused what we're seeing. And when you don't know the answer to that, or the answer is so deeply hidden in some, like, weird political agenda, you can't even find it. It's, like, a very hard time for people to try to understand not only what caused where we are, but how to get out of it and actually make like a positive difference, which I think a lot of young people genuinely want to do.
Well, I was reading up on what Denmark did during the pandemic, and you know, they have basically lifted all restrictions. There's no masking, there's no distancing, there's nothing like that anymore. They're about 85% vaccinated as a population, but you know the difference in what they had to what we had? They had all of their public officials express consistent messaging, and they had, and if you poll the Danish people, they'll say we have great confidence in our top medical officials. And I think that was the curveball that you just talked about with the millennials, because you got kind of one message one day, a couple weeks later it's the opposite, 2 days later it's what it was before but twice as much. Like, it didn't make any sense at all. We're speaking with Elizabeth Pipko, and a former model who's now modeling again. We're going to talk about that, but she's also very involved in some other things. And before we take this first break, Elizabeth, we've only got about a minute before we do that. You've been very involved in the BDS Israel issue and general anti-Semitism being expressed around the globe. I'm just curious, did the pandemic, and you can make a quick answer on this and we'll come back, but did the pandemic have any particular impact on that particular issue in terms of how it's being propagated in the world today?
It's a deep question. I would just say really quickly, Jews are very often scapegoated when there's some kind of situation going on in the world, and the pandemic that we saw last year that's kind of taking over was no different. You see a lot of people on social media blaming Israel, blaming the Jews for a lot of things. You saw Israel at the forefront of the fight to get everyone vaccinated. That seemed to bother a lot of people. So it's actually a very interesting thing to kind of watch from the outside, from America, and see how people reacted to Israel, which was on the forefront of saving, you know, lives, doing it faster than most countries, actually.
We'll talk about that more in just a second. That's Elizabeth Pipko. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A feared Hollywood strike that threatened to bring production of scores of TV shows and movies to a halt has been averted. 60,000 International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees members were set to begin a nationwide strike on Monday as the union's been in talks for months over getting a new contract while seeking more meal breaks, better benefits, and the three-year contract reportedly agreed to on Saturday evening by the two sides does still have to be ratified by the union's members. Dozens of immigration advocates walked out of a virtual meeting with top Biden officials today to protest the administration's decision to continue border regulations that were implemented by the Trump administration. And nearly 1,000 people rallied in New York City today to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to Radio Night Live, a very special Saturday edition as we are rolling through this weekend. And, of course, we're into the gateway to all the holidays, and we're going to be celebrating with families and so forth. I'm not going to ask Dr. Fauci if I can have permission to celebrate Christmas in my house. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to celebrate it anyway and take our chances. But we've seen a lot of things change over the last year, and one of the things that it has allowed my guest, Elizabeth Pipko, to do is to get a little more involved in projects that she had not been as heavily involved in the election cycle. And Elizabeth, thank you even for taking the time tonight. I know you guys had a really rough go of COVID in the family, and you were kind of out of touch for a while, but it was fun to get your response and be back in touch. You've produced a documentary that is taking on this passionate issue for you, which is the BDS movement and Israel and the general subject of anti-Semitism
globally, even of which we have represented in the United States Congress, which is disheartening to say the least. But I'm curious, first of all, why did you want to undertake that process? What was the goal of the documentary? And we'll get into a little bit later about how we can go see it or access it or whatever. But talk to me about how it came about.
Yeah, so just to clarify, I'm not actually producing or directing any part of that. I just took part in the documentary.
Gotcha. My bad.
Yeah, there's a few filmmakers who have been working on it for, I think, a few years, they told me. Coronel West was in it, Alan Dershowitz, a bunch of other amazing people. And when I got the call to participate, obviously I jumped right on it. There's not a lot of topics that I will, fight to the death for, but Israel is certainly one of them. And it was just important to me, I think, like we said, after everything I've seen in the last year or two, there's only a few things that kind of really, really matter, no matter what you see out there. My religion, my faith, my support for Israel was one of those things. So to take part was really important to me, because I do see BDS as a huge issue, not just actually facing Israel, but facing a lot of Jews in America and around the world, and I don't know how many people that actually participate in the BDS movement understand that.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about that for a second. So in recent years, we have seen a rise of anti-Semitism, and it seems like that maybe since the last election that it's been okay to kind of come out of the closet and be more direct about the types of anti-Semitism that people practice. Is that a correct impression on my part? And if so, why do you think it has been unveiled to the degree that it has been?
It's a good question. One that a lot of people have been trying to get to the bottom of. I'd say it's deeper than that. I don't think a lot of people think it's okay to be anti-Semitic. I just think a lot of people think it's okay to kind of change the definition of anti-Semitism to fit their own narrative. I've met a lot of the people kind of at the forefront of the left-leaning anti-Zionist movement. Many of them do not realize what they're actually doing. They don't know how their words are affecting Jews around the world. They don't really know the history of Israel. They don't know what Jews have faced when it comes to Israel and our safety and our protection. I don't think they understand actually how deep what they're doing is, how dangerous it is, or what it actually means to Jews. So I wouldn't say being anti-Semitic is okay. I would just say being anti-Israel is okay, even though anti-Zionism is, in fact, anti-Semitism. Those at the top of the anti-Zionist movement just refuse to acknowledge that.
Well, and so what does that mean to everything from Israel standing with the U.S.? Because as I made mention, you've got some congressional representatives that are fairly outspoken about this. I mean, I'm not used to hearing public leaders say the types of things that sometimes you see come out of someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Rashida Tlaib's mouth, but when they say it publicly, Elizabeth, as a longtime supporter, Christian supporter of Israel, I'm sitting there going, this is breaking barriers that we haven't seen before.
No, it's absolutely terrifying. I remember when Bernie Sanders was running, I believe he campaigned with almost everyone you mentioned. I know for a fact that Ilhan Omar and others were on the stage with him. And apart from the comments that he has made, I just want to say, like, and if you look at it from the outside, like as an abstract kind of situation, and you know someone who is a very, very serious contender for the Democratic nomination for president in the most powerful country in the world, you know, he's campaigning with someone who has, on multiple occasions, said horrific things about Israel. It's a very scary place to be for a Jew, especially a Jew like myself, whose parents escaped, the Soviet Union and anti-Semitism, so I would not have to face this or even see this
right.
In my lifetime. So it is super scary. Again, I don't know if the meaning behind it is as harsh as we think it is. I don't know if people are genuinely uninformed or know what they're doing, and that's also a scary place to be in. But obviously, if you believe anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism, then you're seeing anti-Semitism in the halls of Congress, and that's terrifying.
How do you perceive the relationship between the countries since the new administration in both legislatures have come about? You've got a new president here, and you've got a newly sworn prime minister there. Business as usual, or have there been any kind of tweaks to the relationship?
A little bit of both. Israel has dealt with a lot more than a lot of Americans, I think, will ever understand. And whether they have the person in office that they wanted, hope to win the election, or somebody else in America in our government, they're going to be fine. They are business as usual. They're being threatened every single day by their neighboring countries, and they have a lot to deal with. And I think as long as we remain allies, which I do think President Biden and Kamala Harris have said that they want to do, then I think they're going to be okay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live once again.
All right, Radio Night Live and the Ladies Lounge, where we feature the brilliance of women across the board, variety of spectrum of expertise and so forth, and we ask them to come and take a little bit of time in the space of talk radio, which is always so male-dominant, and I just think it's refreshing to have some additional perspectives, and I think it certainly helps us think more clearly. And there's no one that's a better example of that than my guest tonight, Elizabeth Pipko, no stranger to the Ladies Lounge. She's been with
with us before, but always pleased to get to converse with her and pick her brain on what's going on. And in the she was kind of involved in the election cycle in 2020. Since that time, she's kind of launched a whole different kind of career path in a lot of different ways. We've been talking about the anti Semitism issue that she consistently fights in the media, and if you watch Fox or any of those other outlets, you'll see her from time to time on there. But she's also put her big toe back in the modeling water, and that's kind of exciting. We'll talk about that in just a second. But let's wrap up the Israel stuff, Elizabeth, before we move on. And when we were talking about legislators a second ago, I couldn't believe it when not only the idea was floated that people might be wanting to defund the Iron Dome, and for my listeners who don't know what that is, you can explain that, but some people took it even quasi-seriously when Israel is the only good piece of dirt in the whole neighborhood over there. I mean, you look at every one of their neighbors, they are doing everything they can to try to kill them at every turn. And Israel's just like chugging along, the little engine that can. We're just going to do our thing and live our life and make the world a better place as we go along. Did that surprise you when that suggestion came up?
Yeah, of course. I mean, anyone that knows anything about the Iron Dome knows that it protects not just Israelis, but also Arabs and not just Jews. But Muslims and Palestinians, I mean, the Iron Dome is there. It's a shield to protect from rockets that come regularly to attack people in Israel. And I think people, much like in America, a lot of people forget that their war might be with the government of a country, but not the people of that country.
Right.
And when you want to take funding away from the Iron Dome, you're saying that the people of that country, which, by the way, like I said, Jews, Muslims, Israelis, Palestinians, everything in between, when you want to take away funding from them, you're saying that their lives are dispensable, which they're not. I mean, it was, like you said, it's laughable to think in the moment, but when you hear it being said in the halls of Congress, and you know people are supporting this, not understanding that that dome is a shield from attacks that literally kill people regularly, I don't think, like I said, people are either uneducated or they're coming from a really deep, dark place, and I'm hoping it's the first one, but not understanding that the Iron Dome has nothing to do with the government, but a lot to do with saving individual lives is just step one, and clearly we're not even there with a lot of people.
I just could not believe when I saw, and I'm not going to name the politician because this isn't really about politics, but when someone was crying because they could not vote against it, and I'm like, well, what are you really crying about there? Protecting little kids in civilian neighborhoods that would otherwise be the victims of these indiscriminate missiles? And I think a lot of people don't know this. When the bad guys that are in the neighborhood start firing those things off, they, number one, fire them from places that endangers the people in the neighborhood where they're firing them from, but they also have, like, no guidance systems on those things. So they're just literally hoping that they just, you know, crash into a neighborhood somewhere. And the fact that that thing is so good and catches so many of these things and drops them out of the sky, I think it's one of the modern miracles, and I'm so happy that it's there because I love Israel and I don't want anything to happen to it. We need more of that type of technology and insight, not less. All right, Elizabeth, you had published a book. You had started a PAC. You'd done a lot of stuff in 2020. All of that is kind of behind you. You're living in the new iteration. You're in Florida a lot. I don't know if you've completely abandoned New York City. I hope not, because we need you. What does the future hold for you? What are you working on? What are the projects that you have coming up?
Yeah, so there's a lot I'm working on, a lot that I can't share, but a lot that I'm really excited about. I think, like we talked about in the beginning, COVID kind of changed my perspective on a lot of things. Super proud of all the work I did in politics, and I will probably do a hell of a lot more in the future. But I think for me, it's about realizing that where I stand politically doesn't actually matter. It's the values that my parents instilled in me that create the person that I am and the person who votes the way she does or believes in what she believes in. And the way to bring America back together is to go back to those values, not to push politicians or policies, because that's not what really should matter. And for me, being a woman who's 26 years old in America, who's kind of, I've seen the athletic world, I've seen the fashion world, and I've seen, you know, the modeling world, the political world, I've worked in all these things, and I've been so blessed to do that, and I've seen a lot in all those worlds. And I think because of that, I just kind of want to show people out there that you can do all these things. You're not going to get canceled unless you allow them to cancel you. And you can show people that you're more than one vote you may have made at some point, because there's a lot of years before that that vote that made you who you are, and that matters a hell of a lot more than what people in the media might say, but a candidate you may have voted for, or something that you worked for. I know what I represent, and it's genuinely not political, and I think if we got down to what people actually stand for, we'd be in a much better place in our country. And I plan to show that while also excelling, hopefully, in sports and fashion and modeling and politics and everything in between, because you genuinely can do it all.
Well, you know what's interesting about what you say, and I totally agree with you. In fact, I think that's one of the things that people have said is different about me. I will, in election cycles, get behind a candidate sometimes. I'll try to decipher the principles that are guiding the different candidates and get behind them. But it's not an automatic, you know, pull of the lever for a given party. But the idea that we get to know each other based on the ideas that we hold. If we could strip away the terms Republican and Democrat, conservative and liberal, progressive and traditional, you could get down to an honest conversation about just the ideas. And when you do that, I am shocked at how much commonality we have as Americans. It's the media pitting us against each other, and it's certainly politicians carving up bases and trying to get turnout ginned up and so forth that kind of turns us into this other thing. But I don't know of a single parent in America that isn't concerned right now about forcing their kids to get vaccines. I don't know of a single parent in America that's not concerned about inflation. I don't know a single taxpayer that's not concerned about the economy being sound and wanting their investments to grow and all the rest of the stuff. But when you just talk about those things, it becomes a lot harder to throw the hand grenades at each other. And I think that there are people that have strong motivation to keep the hand grenades flying because it's clicks to a website or it's viewers to a news channel or what have you. Elizabeth Pipko, thank you for coming back. Please come back often, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Can't wait. Thank you.
All right. Give Florida my best. I'm envious of your weather. All right, we're coming back, friends. Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Super easy. Wasn't that easy?
Much easier.
I didn't get you in trouble, did I? We didn't do too much politics. Okay. I tried not to even mention.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
So glad to have you with us as Radio Night Live begins to round out our evening. Earlier in the evening, Coldplay with BTS in the first ever Intergalactic Supernova 7. This time they round us out with just a very simple ballad between Chris Martin and Selena Gomez. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, here is Coldplay.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.